And our next presenter is Pablo Martinez from the great state of New Mexico. Pablo, welcome. Thank you for being here.
We also have Aaron Clements.
Aaron, thank you, Aaron. All right, we'll get right to it for the sake of time. Explain these, please.
So that first graph right there, that's our voter rolls. Now in New Mexico, we affectionately call ourselves the land of manana because we don't really do the things today that we could put off until tomorrow. But when it comes to registering to vote, we are on it. We register in perfect patterns. Every week, same number of people register on Monday and Tuesday. And
wow.
Wednesday. Not only that, but we organize ourselves by party as well in perfect proportions that repeat themselves every day for weeks and months and even years on end.
So fascinating.
That was our first clue that something's wrong with
the
elections in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Voters disappeared and reappeared on election day.
Yes, they did. So we uncovered some emails that our Secretary of State sent directly outside of her office to a political operative of the Democrat Party, and it was poll book reports. And in the poll book reports, there were counties that lost all their votes on election day, and then they appeared at the end of the day. So something was going on there. The third graph is an analysis of our cast vote record, and that's from Sandoval County. And you'll hear more about that tomorrow from the wonderful Cindy Butler, who will be talking about her analysis. But it shows that, without a doubt, the machines are shuffling our votes. They're manipulating our elections. And this has to happen electronically. This isn't ballot stuffing or ballot mules. This is the machines. Hmm. That last graph is we were able to get a full audit approved in Otero County. And we scanned all of our ballots and envelopes from that county, as well as seven others, and we were able to find multiple anomalies in the ballots themselves. One of the things we found were ink anomalies, where it appears, I don't know if you know this, but the ICE Dominion tabulators are actually printers. So there's a printer integrated into the same slot that also scans and tabulates your ballot. So every ballot that gets cast in New Mexico passes through a printer on its way down to the trash can that it's stored in. And this is one ballot. We found multiple ink anomalies, but one of them was a mixture of handmade and printed marks on the same ballot. So we wonder how that happened.
Mm. Wow.
Yes.
What have been some of your roadblocks?
Same as a lot of the other states. Definitely we are working against an all-Democrat-controlled state. New Mexico is deep blue. But I really don't think it's that blue. Our Secretary of State is a tyrant who doesn't really listen to anything at all that we request. Sometimes our IPA requests, just like all the other states, are disregarded, are considered burdensome, and never fulfilled. So Aaron can attest to the threats and the Secretary of State just really going after her. So go ahead and tell some of the stories.
So the Secretary of State's gone after you?
Oh, yeah. She's terrible.
You act like you've gotten pretty used to it. Oh, yeah.
Yes. So we just turned in our Terra audit report. It's been a week since we did that. And she put out a headline today on her website, which is taxpayer-funded. A new congressional report investigated the barrage of election misinformation out of Otero County, New Mexico, and concluded their so-called audit intentionally spread misinformation about election integrity, which allowed grifters to take advantage of the commissioner's belief that something was wrong in the 2020 election. So it's been less than a week since we turned in our report. We had probably the most qualified person in this country look at the machines, Mr. Jeff Lindberg. He was literally in charge of keeping our atomic weapons safe during his career at Sandia Labs, and he was one of our experts on that report. And Congress is calling him a grifter.
Good grief.
This is posted on our state Secretary of State's government, our public page.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
Yes.
Is there another block there that threatened county governments?
Yes, she did. So when we started the Otero County audit, we immediately got a nasty gram from the AG, saying if you touch any of the machines, we're going to prosecute you for a crime and make you buy new ones and stuff like that. And there's been multiple things.
Now, what do you have a rather well-known professor and attorney that's from your state too?
We do, yes.
And who would that be?
David Clemens there.
David Clemens, yes. Right here in the front row. And talking about threatening people and going after people, your state governments and some people have been trying to take his law license,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, in fact, our Secretary of State's brother filed a complaint against his license last year after the cyber symposium for, you know, violence or whatever. Like, talking about this is violence, so we're used to her coming after us.
Well, let's end on a good note. How about some victories?
Obviously, Otero County, I'll let Erin just go over that, and then I'll get to Sandoval.
All right.
So Otero County, we turned in our audit report last week, found multiple irregularities with the election itself. The machines themselves are a nightmare, and the Otero County Commission voted to sue our Secretary of State for failing to certify our machines the way she should, as well as multiple other things, ways she's broken the law. And thank you. And they've also voted to get rid of the drop boxes and the machines.
Good.
There's going to be pushback, but
That's good.
They're resolved to do it. And then Sandoval County has been crushing it.
Yeah, Sandoval County up north. So that's down south, Otero. Sandoval's up north, and we have a team that's on fire up there. New Mexico woke up, and we have a great team. We actually are only elected official to come out and represent New Mexico, Mr. Jay Block. He's our county commissioner for Sandoval. He's one of the five county commissioners that voted to decertify the 2022 primary. So thank you, sir. They are killing it. I mean, continually, they go to every county commissioner meeting and have something new. Ramona also is tearing it up there, and everybody's following her lead and really just jumping on this finally. So it's happening on different levels. On a higher level with Erin and Professor, and on a citizen level with like my groups, and we're really, really chipping away, so.
Excellent, thank you guys. Great report from New Mexico. Thank you guys.
I want to say one thing. I wanted to say hello and thank you to Draza. I'm sorry you couldn't make it. Everybody's asking and thinking about you, so.
Excellent.
Love you, Draza.
Great report from New Mexico.